Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningan M. Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan says development can only be called true development when it is inclusive and reaches every section of society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says time has come for implementation of Women's Reservation Act in its true spirit. Northern Maram of Manipur and Southern Angami of Nagaland marks 100 years of brotherhood. And legendary singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle passes away in Mumbai. Now the news in detail. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has said that development can only be called true development when it is inclusive and reaches every section of the society. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this while inaugurating the conference titled Transformation of Tribal Lives Through Science and Technological Interventions, Preserving Language, Faith and Culture in New Delhi Today. The Vice President noted that India's tribal areas present a significant opportunity for green economic development.
Tribal areas present a significant opportunity for green economical development. The tribal population in the country is significant. We have about 1.4 lakh tribal villages, which houses nearly 9% of the total population of Bharat. I got the opportunity to serve in Jharkhand, Telangana, and Maharashtra, where significant population of the state is tribal.
The conference was organized by the Department of Science and Technology, Government of India, in collaboration with the Northeast Center for Technology, Application and Reach and ITITI Dun Sanskriti School, Dehradun. The Vice President noted that India's tribal areas present a significant opportunity for green economic development, with about 1.4 lakh tribal villages housing nearly 9% of the total population of the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the time has come for implementation of Women's Reservation Act in its true spirit, and the 2029 Lok Sabha elections and assembly elections are conducted with the quota for women in place. In a letter to the floor leaders of Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha ahead of the three-day special sittings of Parliament, Mr. Modi also asked all members to come together in one voice to pass the amendments to the Women's Reservation Law. The Women's Reservation Act will ensure an increase in the number of Lok Sabha seats to 816, of which 273 will be reserved for women. Parliament is scheduled to meet for a three-day special session from Thursday with focus on Women's Reservation Amendment Bill. Northern Maram of Manipur and Southern Angami of Nagaland marked 100 years of brotherhood at Maram Kulen village yesterday. The centenary celebration was jointly organized by Northern Maram People's Organization and Southern Angami Public Organization. Addressing the gathering, Angami Public Organization President Thejao Vihenyo stressed the need for unity among Nagas, noting that divisions and factionalism have weakened the society. He urged communities to revive the spirit of oneness cemented by their ancestors and strengthen ties with other groups. Maram Union President P. Timothy Raichuba underscored that the bond, first established in 1926 at Visema village, was an indigenous accord based on mutual respect, alliance and peaceful coexistence. The program featured traditional blessings by elders of both sides, cultural presentations and unveiling of a centenary monolith, along with messages from community leaders. Legendary singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle passed away at the age of 92 in Mumbai today. Maharashtra Cultural Minister Ashish Shelar confirmed the news while speaking to the media outside the hospital. Her last rites will be held tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Shivaji Park. She was admitted to a private hospital in Mumbai yesterday evening due to a chest infection and exhaustion, as informed by her granddaughter Zanai Bhosle on social media. Asha Bhosle was widely regarded as one of the greatest vocalists in modern Indian music, with a career spanning several decades. She recorded her first film song in 1943, and by the 1950s, she had established a distinct identity for herself in Hindi cinema. President, Vice President and Prime Minister has expressed condolences on the passing away of the renowned singer. Meanwhile, tributes are pouring in following the passing of the legendary singer. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Back, you are listening to the evening news. Principal Secretary, Environment, Forests and Climate Change, Fisheries and Aquatic Resources and Parliamentary Affairs, Waikiketo Sema, inaugurated a kilometer-long approach road to Platinum College WSBAK Resource Center, Nyokhu Village, Newland, yesterday. Speaking at the inauguration, Mr. Sema said that Platinum College is one of the fastest developing colleges in the state in terms of infrastructure and is blessed with a large eco-friendly campus. Addressing church leaders, he emphasized the importance of tolerance and forgiveness. The new infrastructure, he said, will improve comfort, safety and efficiency, reflecting the management's commitment to a safe and supportive learning environment. A mini legal services camp was held at Multipurpose Hall, Meluri Town yesterday under the aegis of Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, NSLSA, in collaboration with PEG District Legal Services Authority and District Administration, Meluri. Gracing the occasion as special guest, MLA and advisor to New and Renewable Energy, NSDMA Z. Nuchiton Nyute urged the citizens to make the best use of legal services provided at the camp and encourage the people to be law-abiding citizens. Meanwhile, Member Secretary Nico Akami, NSLSA, in his keynote address, elaborated on the objectives of legal services camps, including free legal aid, implementation of schemes, dispute resolution, and spreading awareness about citizens' rights and entitlements. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan announced several key initiatives aimed at supporting farmers on the second day of the Advanced Agriculture Festival 2026 in Raisen in Madhya Pradesh. He said post-harvest losses of fruits and vegetables remain a major concern and the government will strengthen pack houses and cold chain infrastructure to address the issue. Under the Pulses mission, the minister announced that 55 dal mills will be set up in Madhya Pradesh with a subsidy of up to 25 lakh rupees per unit. He also highlighted plans to establish custom hiring centers and machine banks to help small farmers access modern agricultural equipment on a rental basis. Mr. Chauhan further announced the launch of a new mobile application that will provide farmers with real-time information on soil health and the appropriate use of fertilizers. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today said that India's patent filings have crossed 1,43,000 in the financial year 2025 with a 30% increase from the previous year. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said over 69% of patents have been filed domestically, led by innovators from Tamil Nadu, Karnataka and Maharashtra. The minister further noted that India is the world's sixth largest patent filer, reflecting a confident India set to become a global innovation powerhouse. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the Nari Shakti Vandan Sammelan in New Delhi tomorrow. The national-level conference is being organized to reinforce the commitment towards greater participation of women in shaping India's development trajectory. It will highlight the increasing role of women in governance and leadership across all levels, from panchayats to parliament. The program will also underscore the importance of enhanced representation of women in decision-making processes. Women achievers from diverse fields will attend the event. The Sammelan will highlight the role of women in India's journey towards becoming a developed nation by 2047. And now to round up this evening's bulletin, the headlines once again. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan says development can only be called true development when it is inclusive and reaches every section of society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says time has come for implementation of Women's Reservation Act in its true spirit. Northern Maram of Manipur and Southern Angami of Nagaland marks 100 years of brotherhood. And legendary singer and Padma Vibhushan awardee Asha Bhosle passes away in Mumbai. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.